The last 6 minutes. She's got one saved for everybody. The uncanny sense that whatever's been saved for last was saved for you specifically. It wasn't personal, even though it felt like it. The thing that landed on you at the worst possible minute wasn't dispatch, or fate, or whoever you blamed in the moment, singling you out. It's just the pattern, playing out on someone every single shift, and today it happened to be your turn to be the someone. There's a strange relief in that once the sting fades. You weren't chosen, you were just next. Today, if something lands on you at the worst possible moment, resist the urge to take it as a verdict on your luck specifically. Everyone gets their 6 minutes eventually. The trick isn't avoiding it, you can't. It's not letting the bitterness about timing outlast the actual inconvenience, which is usually smaller than the story you tell about it. What may cross your path? You vent about terrible timing to a coworker who says, flatly, "Yeah, that happens to everyone eventually." You realize the thing you thought was aimed at you has landed on three other people this month too. A last-minute request lands on you and someone else at the exact same time, purely by coincidence. You catch yourself keeping score of bad timing like it's a personal grudge match. Let go of the idea it was aimed at you. The pattern is impersonal even when the timing feels vicious. Save your energy for the task, not the grudge. Your mantra, "It's not about me. It's just my turn."